Echo and Harper Audio present The Stories of Paul Bowles by Paul Bowles, performed by Mike Ortego and Raphael Corkill.
Introduction. Paul Bowles's ruthless unsentimentality and cruel wit are not for everyone. Some readers enjoy a liberated voice in his work. One acquaintance of mine says he has a piece missing. Ordinary human sympathy is the piece I think she means. Bowles's enthusiasts are glad to trade sympathy for the absence of ordinariness. Nobody denies he could cast a spell. At his best, said Time magazine, Bowles has no peer. Gore Vidal wrote that Bowles has had few equals in the second half of the 20th century. These claims seem a bit defiant, almost inviting argument. The spirit of literary fashion which goeth where it listeth is presently more or less by Bowles's side. He was colorful and exotic, tough-minded to the point of being mean, hip, apparently gay, and leftist in politics. A contemporary and associate of the beat writers, Bowles shared their vitalist spirit and libertine ways. It is difficult to remember or imagine now how much ridicule and derision the bohemian poets and writers of the 1950s had to endure. World War II. Vintage feature writers like to invent anecdotes in which celebrities such as Hemingway and Dame Edith Sitwell amusingly insulted Allen Ginsberg, Jack Kerouac, and other ragged, supposedly unwashed Americans. Bowles, expatriate and cosmopolitan, could afford to leave the 50s media goon squad an ocean away, while offering exotic bouts of refuge to persecuted colleagues. Incidentally, aspiring bohemians might study in the career of Paul Bowles how having a lot of money equips a young person for life in the counterculture. As an American in Tangier, Bowles gave the red-baiters of the McCarthy period a miss as well. He actually joined the Communist Party for a while in the 30s, not the only fastidious socialite and misanthrope to embrace the party of the toileers in those days. In his autobiography, Without Stopping, Bowles tells us a little about the party's shortcomings. The Communist Party USA, it seemed to me, could serve only as a harassing instrument. All attempts to give it the air of an American institution were doomed to failure. It was legal, and thus absurd. For it to have meaning, it would have to be driven underground. I had no faith in any political procedures save conspiracy. Covertness might also spare a man of Bowles's sensitivity and reserve long hours of odious camaraderie. Bowles's greatest stories are contained in this volume, which represents the work of 40 years. There is Juvenilia, some of it patently novice work, along with experimentation that occasionally misfires, and some late epistolary stories describing the dreary post-colonial Tangier in which he was a long-lingering Euro-American. These later pieces cast an interesting light on Bowles's fascination for dramatic and bizarre misfortune. Tangier in the 60s was a dangerous place for the remittance ladies and gentlemen who vainly hoped to retain a privileged Pukka Saib status. The nominally socialized Islamic monarchy had no inclination to extend them one. Bowles was a contradictory and eccentric figure, possessed nonetheless of an old-fashioned reticence and discretion. His autobiography is a fine chronicle of the post-war musical and literary world. In it, and other autobiographical writings, he includes characters ranging from his good friend Gertrude Stein to Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, utterly unheard of by him, he tells us on introduction. But although he is quite commonly associated with a gay milieu, and although many of his stories
sample complete. Ready to continue?